Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Hei, Baba Metzia 5a, pagination is 9. We are starting from the last quarter of the page, the last word on a line at a 2 dots, Hahu. Hahu Raya, there was a shepherd, Dava Masrile Kol Yoma, that people would always give over, Chiyusa, Besadi, their animals with witnesses testifying how many they gave over. Yomachad, one day, they were very trusting, and Masru le below Sadi, they gave over the animals without any witnesses. Lusof, Amalahu, at the end of the day, time period, he said to them, Lohoyu devarim me'olam, it never happened. He denied the entire transaction and is not returning their animals. Asu Sadi, witnesses came, Ashidu Bey, and they said testimony to Achal Tarti Minayu, that they saw him consume 2 of the animals. Now, there were a lot of animals, but 2 of them we have testimony on now. The question is, what impact does that have on the other animals, on the claim that there were other animals? Amr Rav Zeira said, "Im isa l'drabchia kamaisa, if you hold that witnesses saying testimony on part of the claim is the same as hoda'a b'miktsas, a person himself admitting to part of the claim, mishtava ashaira, then we could impose a biblical oath on the remaining animals because it's the same as moda b'miktsas. But of course, not everybody agrees to that. But if you hold like that, this would be an example because there's testimony that part of the claim is indeed valid. So there's moda b'miktsas, so to speak, on that part and an oath on the remainder." Amale Abaye. Abaye said, "Im isa, if we agree that there's supposed to be an oath because the witnesses impose a situation similar to a partial admission. Mishtava, you're telling me he's going to swear. Vagazlanu, he's a thief. We have testimony that 2 of the animals were eaten. That means he's a thief. And we're not going to trust him with an oath." Amalei, so he said back to him, Sheknegdo koamino, you're right. I just am saying that there is an oath imposed. He won't be able to make the oath. We'll flip the oath to the person who's claiming the money, and he can make an oath that he's owed the money and collect. Continues the Gemara, Hashtanami, the lesser l'drabchia, even if you hold that moda b'miktsas doesn't work as a result of witnesses forcing clarity on part of the claim. Nechayve midRav Nachman. Why wouldn't I be able to obligate an oath because of Rav Nachman? What's Rav Nachman? The Tanan, we learned. Moneli biyadcha, there's a coin in your hands, is the claim. Ein lecha biyadi, it's not true. Potter, he's absolved. But Amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, Mashpi moso shavuas heses. There's another oath of a lesser status, it's rabbinic, but there's an oath, Rashi uses the word, lahasito, to cause him to tremble, lahodos, so that he should admit, and you should be able to impose this oath, even if you can't get him on the moda b'miktsas biblical oath. And the Gemara says that that's not going to work in this case. Rav Nachman takontehi. Rav Nachman's statement that there is this rabbinic oath is a takana. It's a legislation. V'takanta l'takanta lo avdinon, and you'd end up dealing with a situation that's a double rabbinic legislation, and that you don't do. The first rabbinic legislation is creating an oath to begin with in such a case if it's not moda b'miktsas. And the second rabbinic legislation is that if you don't trust the shepherd because he's a thief, because we have two witnesses that he ate from two animals, so you can't trust him with the oath, so you're going to flip it to the person who's making the claim. That's a double legislation, and we don't do that. Again, creating an oath and flipping the oath to the other person. So we're settled, except for one more thing. V'tepukle, davale roe. Why didn't you say that this person is disqualified from swearing simply because he is a shepherd? The only reason we disqualified him was because there were witnesses that he stole two animals. Why wouldn't we simply disqualify him because he's a shepherd by profession? For Omer Rav Yehuda said, Stam roe posel. A person who's a shepherd is posel, invalid as a witness, because the working assumption is that he lets his animals graze in someone else's land. So he's a thief. You'll remember the famous imagery that we're told about Avram Avinu's animals, that they were muzzled. We have it by Eliezer taking Migimale Adona from the camels of his master, and we have it in the discussions with Lot as well, that the shepherds of Lot let their animals shepherd anywhere, and the shepherds of Avram would be very discreet to take the animals to hefker, ownerless areas, because you're not allowed to shepherd them in someone else's field. So the Gemara says, by definition, a shepherd, if he's the average type who's reckless in where he shepherds his animals, is possible, even if we didn't get him on eating two of the animals as the story went. Answers the Gemara Lokasha, that would not be a reason to passel him. Hadidei yada alma. The rule that a roe is automatically possel just because he's a shepherd is when he does it as a profession with his own animals. Hada alma. But if he's shepherding other people's animals, there is no such rule. And the Gemara will explain, because a person doesn't sin for somebody else. He's not going to shepherd the animals in someone else's field to get nice, nutritious, lush grass if it's for someone else's animals. He would only do that for himself, for his own animals. De'ilote ma'achi, because if you don't make that distinction, anan chiyusa l'roa hechim asuinon, how in the world would we ever entrust our animals to a shepherd, knowing that he's going to shepherd them in forbidden pasture? Vaksiv lefnei velusitin michshol. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a person, and we're facilitating his avera, wrongdoing. Ella, rather, chazaka, the rule is, ein adam chote velo lo. A person doesn't sin if it's not for himself. And therefore, the working assumption is that if he's shepherding other people's animals, he's not sinning. We're therefore allowed to entrust the animals to him, and we're allowed to accept him in terms of his testimony or in terms of his oath. It's only if he's shepherding his own animals that we do indeed have a working assumption that he probably shepherds them carelessly, unless we specifically know otherwise. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.